Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Romans First by Verse, brought to you by Teleos. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of Romans, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Romans. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Okay, continuing with verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous one will live by faith. Okay, what we have here is a very popular verse. Together with verse 16, this really forms the backbone of Paul's theology, not just in the book of Romans, but just theology in general. We'll want to pay close attention to the referent of it. Building on our context from verse 16, I think it's pretty clear that the it is the gospel. Now with verse 17, he tells us what the gospel does, which is reveal the righteousness of God. And I do want to digress for a moment and point something out. I've suggested that the issue in the church in Rome has to do with these Judaizers bringing the law to bear upon the Gentiles, causing divisions and threatening the work of Paul and the apostles. Well, what Paul does in statements like the one here in verse 17 is really sort of preview his argument. If you were to ask the hypothetical Judaizer, which we'll do a lot as we continue our study, we'll call him Joe Israelite. If you were to ask Joe Israelite how the righteousness of God is revealed, he will likely answer through the law, or through the keeping of the law. But what Paul is saying, and this is crucial for the book of Romans, it will come back up again, is that the righteousness of God is revealed apart from the law, in the gospel of Christ. Now just file that away in the back of your mind, because it becomes a central part of Paul's argument in the letter. Now, very briefly on this idea of from faith to faith. This can be a topic of some debate contextually. Some see Paul meaning here that faith goes from Jew to Gentile, since the gospel is carried to the Gentiles by the Jewish apostles. And contextually, it seems to fit. That's fair. However, and this is a bit technical, if Paul wanted to say exactly that in Greek, he could have used the preposition apo, which views from as a kind of point of departure. In other words, the idea of faith going from one to another would fit if that was the preposition he uses. However, the preposition he uses is ek, which tends to mean something like on the basis of something else. So the idea I think Paul is trying to get across here is that one is counted righteous by faith and by faith alone. This is how one receives God's righteousness, by faith. Now, this very idea becomes the basis of his quoting of Habakkuk 2:4. And I think it's Paul's quoting of this verse that really reinforces the interpretation I've suggested. Anytime we see Paul or another writer quoting these verses from the Old Testament, we should always go back and check the context of the quote itself. In other words, the way the quote is used in Habakkuk should be consistent with how Paul is using it here in Romans. Otherwise, Paul is ripping the Old Testament out of context, which I know is a whole other debate in the realm of biblical scholarship, but I don't think he's doing that. In fact, in Acts 17, he commends the Bereans for making sure he doesn't do that with the Old Testament. So I know we're getting into the weeds of interpretation here, but hermeneutics, in a way, is the make or break point of reading the Bible. So, how is the quote used in Habakkuk 2? Well, when we go back and look at that context, we see that Habakkuk demonstrates that faith is the vehicle through which righteousness comes to God's people, not their works and not from within themselves. Indeed, righteousness cannot come from man. So I know this was a dense verse, but it is an important verse, and I hope things are a little clearer now as to what Paul is going to be dealing with primarily in this letter.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Romans Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEILSRESEARCH. Thank you.